The Gamer's Glitch.
Greetings and welcome.
With Justin Turin.
I want to play a game.
And for the very first time in 2019, we are doing Game Glitch with Sam Wright. We do it every single Sunday at around about 8:15 on 5FM. We chat all things gaming, and our lady that tells us all what's happening in the gaming world is Sam Wright. Sam, Happy New Year. We are so excited for a whole bunch of games that are coming out in 2019. And that's actually what we're going to be chatting about, some of the biggest games that you are anticipating to come out in 2019.
I'm very excited about these. The only problem is, someone got me The Sims. It's on special, by the way, The Sims 4 for 189 Rand.
Get out of here. 189
Rand? 189
Rand
for Sims 4 Deluxe. So for the last 3 days, I've found myself in a weird hole controlling little computer characters. It was quite hard this morning to be like, okay, focus on games that are coming out, not this game.
That is incredible. I mean, you really don't get games priced at 189 Rand pretty much ever. And it's not that old of a game. I think it came out in beginning of 2018.
I think it was a little bit towards the end of 2017, but also like $189 for that game is amazing because it's something special. So if you want to lose your life just before work starts to ridiculousness, this is the place to go.
It kind of is a little bit of an escape from reality, I suppose. If you hate your job, you can go and get a better job on The Sims. If you dislike your children, you can go and get better children on The Sims. You know, it's just kind of escape from reality.
That's pretty much. There's also a challenge called 100 Babies with 100 Different Partners. I mean, there's that as well. But let's get into...
I hope that's an escape from reality.
oh, yes. But I am crying. So that's my new goal in life. I am high. Let's get into the games that are coming out for 2019. So I had to choose four that I feel like if you're only going to buy four games this year, these are the four games that you should potentially spend money on.
Okay.
So the first one is, it's a little bit of a controversial one, but I still think it's going to be amazing, which is BioWare's Anthem. So this is going to come out in February. It's an online shooter game, but it looks very Destiny-like. It's got a lot of criticism because obviously EA is involved and there's been a microtransactions conversation, and then some of their like advertising material was a little bit strange in the way that they did it. But the actual game looks epic. You're out in the forest, you're just battling the bad guys and the robots, and everyone else is going to be jumping in so you can play with your friends. I really like the look of it. And the truth is, I think that BioWare is going to make an incredible online game. So that's coming out in February. I do think that's going to be one of these games that we may talk about and say is game of the year.
Nice, sure. That's a big prediction. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be. Another one that I think Jude is probably excited about, I imagine Jude to be a fan of this series, is Mortal Kombat 11.
How clever was this? They literally dropped this announcement. Like, I think it was at the end of November. They were kind of like, oh, by the way, boom, this game's coming out in April. No one knew anything about it. There it was. I mean, let's be honest, they kind of just... Between the Injustice series and Mortal Kombat, it's a similar gameplay, so I don't think it's too for them to just churn out games. But Mortal Kombat 11 looks sick. If you look at the trailer, they've paired up with some really impressive rappers. They've got this incredible soundtrack. But the thing about Mortal Kombat that we all know and that we love is the violence, let's be honest. They've made it look even worse. When you watch the trailer, because it's only released one trailer, you see Raiden play, and it's nasty. Like, it's horrible to watch in how in detail they go into the violence. I've never, ever played a Mortal Kombat game I don't like, so this is one of my favorites, and it's coming in April.
Nice.
So early in the start of the year. I think it's always good. Their games, if you can play Mortal Kombat, I mean, you can play whatever Mortal Kombat you have now, and you'll still enjoy it.
Yay, looking forward to that. When did you say that one's coming out, Sam?
So that you can expect April 2019. They haven't given us a date yet, but so you've got to save for Feb, and then for April, that gives you a couple of months to like get your money back in line.
And another one is Doom that's coming out that you want to chat about. When is that coming out?
So this again, like I'm very excited about this because I love Doom, and I think anyone who plays video games who hasn't played Doom, like Doom Eternal is going to be pretty damn cool. It's pretty much of the same. You know what Doom is like. You're running around shooting the demons. What I think is really cool about Doom Eternal is they're going to have this new mode, which I'm going to abuse like no one else, where basically if someone's playing a single mode campaign. So normally Doom, you're running around single mode, you're shooting the demons. I can come in as a player and can come in as a demon.
No way.
And come off the, yes. So you know I'm going to be in everyone's game trolling them, just ruining their lives.
I remember last year watching you quite regularly on your Facebook stream and that playing Doom, and I didn't think you were actually bad at it at all. So I know that that's going to be up there and one that you're going to be looking forward to. You said, when is Doom Eternal coming out?
So they don't have a date yet, but they've said early 2019. So I'm expecting a kind of April, May release.
Nice. Yay. And then the fourth and final one?
So this is a big, this is kind of, I put this on the list, but the problem is I don't actually know if we're going to see this in 2019. It's one of those games where we've been speaking about it for years. We saw trailers at E3 in 2018. We still don't have a date. So there's a good chance of this game. Actually, it might be a Red Dead Redemption 2, and we only see it in 2020.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk about it anyway. It's called Cyberpunk 2077. So basically, everyone who knows the Witcher series, which is kind of an iconic video game, that series that came out, really, really beautiful. Most people list it as one of their favorite games of all time. It's the same people who made the Witcher series. They're doing Cyberpunk 2077. It's going to be this massive open world. You're playing as a first person. There's this whole sci-fi cyberpunk type of thing. It's being called the most ambitious RPG out there.
Sure.
It's also based on a tabletop game. It's really funky. It's artistically cool. There's a whole hacking side of it that's coming into it. I think it's going to be a Red Dead Redemption where if you play this game, you're going to be completely immersed. I hope it comes out this year. I think if it does, it'll probably drop towards the end of the year, which means it's going to be competing with, obviously, the usual 2019 FIFA launch and card game and all of that, because those guys are still coming out anyway. But I think Cyberpunk 2077, when it drops and if it drops, is definitely a game you want to go grab.
Yay. Sam, what games are you going to be playing this week?
So I'm actually on a plane tonight again.
No way.
I know. I never get a break. So I got the finals for Overwatch Contenders Europe Season 3. So I'm going to be in Europe for a week. But when I get back, I've actually got a whole new stream schedule. So I'm going to be playing The Sims, because that's my new thing. I got some Pokemon Let's Go. I'm also going to be playing Ball Stars, the mobile game. And then I'm going to have like a fan favorite day. So we're just going to find all the new games and try jam those as well. So as of the 14th, once the work is finished and I'm back in the sunshine, we're going to be jamming and I'm going to have quite a hectic stream schedule. I think it'll be nice for some of the games that we chat about here, we can play as well and see what they like.
Awesome. Sounds cool. You can find Sam on social media at TickleZA. That is on social media and on her website, tickle.co.za. Sam Wright doing our Gaming Glitch every single Sunday around about 8:15 on 5FM.